A federal attempt to cap funds for administrative services included in National Institutes of Health grants could cost the University of Wisconsin-Madison millions of dollars if it survives the courts. Sterling Johnson is the associate director of UW-Madison's Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. He says indirect costs pay for things like building maintenance and patient safety policies that researchers rely on.
There would be a significant impact on not just Alzheimer's research, but all the research we do here at UW.
The NIH told WPR in a statement it is complying with President Trump's order to use taxpayer dollars to promote the interests of the American people. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.